Pickaxe.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
Welcome to the Hat Chat Podcast, episode 149.
I think it is, yeah, 149 we're on.
Bloody hell, and we're starting a brand new lease of life. We've shed our chameleon skins, it's time for a fresh raw skin to come to the surface and start looking new and fresh.
Very nice, that's really, like, I'm picturing
touched
that.
Something inside clearly. When you said raw.
Yeah, raw skin.
The raw, underneath, it would be raw a little bit though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be if you peel your skin off. They probably, it's never touched you should UV know, you've got before. Lizards.
I've got a chameleon.
They often shed bits of their...
Yeah, but a chameleon's actually shed in a actually more of a unique way than you'd expect. It's not quite a great example to use a chameleon, to be honest. It's basically, they explode with skin. So unlike a lot of, like, so snakes are a really good example of that comes off in one big piece.
What do you mean explode? Like they, it pops off like a...
Their skin...
Like a popping moment.
Like rips in multiple different places and then it like bursts off of them almost. So like it doesn't come off as one piece. It doesn't really even come off as good long pieces either, like some of the lizards do. Their bits just fall off. Like imagine a bird roughing up its feathers and then all those feathers just then dropping off.
Yeah.
That's a little bit like what
So it's like dandruff for lizards.
Really big bits. I mean, you can definitely pull it
Chunky
off still,
bits.
But...
How do they taste?
The skin? Divine. Why do you think I keep them?
For the free skin.
There we go. Well, it's obvious. Skin,
obviously. It's obvious.
Yeah, throw away that Parmesan. You can just sprinkle some of that.
Yeah.
Oh, did we say who the Fingal Maker was?
The Fingal Maker.
Soup.
I found this from 2019.
Oh, nice. There's still some gems
email.
In there.
Still, I'm so sorry.
There's still gems in there, guys. We're finding
them. I'm so sorry. Like, searching through email sometimes because the Hat Chat one, people have signed us up to bullshit newsletters and stuff, and it's just in there. So we're getting loads and loads of emails and finding the fingers in between all that stuff. Some slip through the net, and I'm sorry for that. Blame people that sign us up for trash emails.
Yeah.
And
they also get scraped as well. That's the problem. With a lot of these, with any email that's like outwardly facing, like listed on a website anywhere, there are these bloody companies that scrape all those emails and then sell them in packages to people. So like, you know, it'll be like marketing companies will buy batches of data.
Yeah.
It's really annoying because, we get included in all that. So it just turns it into a cesspit of bollocks. And like, hey, you need to read this email, though. Okay, ignore all the other marketing emails. If this is the one marketing email you open today, open it. And you're just like, oh, God, the psychological warfare that they attempt is just annoying at this point.
So to combat that, I highly recommend if you use your subject in your email to put Fingal there so I can search through that mess.
Definitely.
Or like... I don't know, something else. Just put Hat Chat there. Actually, no, because they use Hat Chat all the time. What else?
What?
Like funny news. Put that in the subject as well, if you've got funny news for us.
Yeah, subject, make it clear.
Make it really clear. So we can search for it. What would Trot search for in that email and then put that in the subject? Cool. Anyway, this is... We're flying
kind of
blind.
Loose and free.
Oh, yeah.
Flying loose and free, no more hypotheticals. Well, no hypotheticals.
No hypotheticals.
Not right now.
Just zero.
And that's fine.
What's happened
in
your
Murphy
week?
Oh, Murphy sorted his problem out.
Update on the Murphy
thing. An update.
The golf boy-ass problem.
It was a strenuous process.
Right.
It took 3 days. And eventually popped one out. Popped like a golf ball
You've
size.
You've got a sound clip.
I do have a sound clip. Should I play it? the sound clip. I'll play.
I think it's important to know what Murphy was going through in his final pop of his massive golf nugget of poop. So he was backed up, as per last hat chat.
I was just
Ross was worried that he wasn't pooping at all. He was yelping. So we pooped out a massive nugget there.
Yeah, it looks like a golf ball. I mean, yeah, it's a. You don't need to see the visuals to understand it. Yeah, he yelped. He did five more of these little golf
balls. Because there's shards of bone in there, right? It was the
bone.
Well,
no, it was the size of them.
His rectum, they were just got large. Stretched.
I think it was just a
enormous.
Yeah. Stretched and rectum.
Because when I picked him up in with the poop bag, obviously, they crashed like.
Of course I did.
No, I shoveled them into my mouth.
Just to put that in. Just to truffled mine! The fact that you said you felt like saying with a poop bag is
because
it
just
like,
what if I did? Well, you don't know.
I know you don't use a poop bag. I've seen you. You pick just them up and throw them at houses as you walk by.
You might touch strangers. I just wipe my hands on strangers as I walk past.
You try and drop little nuggets in the hoods of children coming home from school.
Would don't you give call me that ideas. Like forbidden Lindor, that golf ball?
It was bigger than a Lindor.
Like a novelty-sized Lindor.
Yeah, well, it was. I would say just smaller than a golf ball. But, I mean, enough to make him yelp.
Like a squash guy. Ball.
I've taken shits bigger than that.
Probably, but you're not...
Wider
yeah, but
that.
It's also not, like, rock hard, and also, like, there's no give to it. Yeah. He just had the breach, like, you know...
Days of backing
think
up.
Think about how, yeah, like, a regular poop is shaped like a torpedo. Yeah. His was shaped like a sort of,
ball.
Like... it's a lot of surface area quite quickly.
And then, yeah, and after the first one, he had a rest for a bit, because he was obviously, you know, stressed out by doing that one. And then he did five more later on.
All with accompanying yelps?
Yeah, with yelps. The yelps were included.
Oh my god.
Kind of traumatizing. And it's just like,
I think once he's, you know, injured his asshole, all shit's become painful, right?
Do you think those yelps are like necessary? You
know, necessary?
That, as in, do you think that.
It's just a reaction.
Yeah, but I know it's a reaction, but I mean, like, as in, if you use yelps as a measure of like, shit, he's really hurt himself here.
Yeah.
How like much do you think a yelp is worth in hurt? Like, you know, say he's like.
Pretty bad.
Say you stand on a paw. That's like
a
yelp.
To be fair, he'll make that same yelp. I guess, if you stood on his paw or tail or something, he'd probably yelp.
So is it an expression of extreme pain, or is it an expression of like concern
shock
over...
Shock and pain.
Yeah,
it's a wider
pain
spectrum.
And shock. It's a combo of those things. Yeah. And like, obviously, you know. Do you yelp when it happens to you?
Yeah.
I don't know if I do. It's more just like...
I'm going to have to eat some bone.
When you've had like the really sharp ones. I've had a couple of... Not recently, but I have had a couple of sharp ones.
Is there an involuntary yelp?
Oh god, it's just
or do you just scream
sharp? It's just like
just crying out.
Help, it's not right, is it? Sharp poo's not right.
No, it's
you
not.
Know, it's like
something went wrong in the digestive tract.
Because there's so little you can do about it as well. That's
do you
the
get
problem.
The chopsticks out for that? For you?
No.
Self chopsticks.
Because like the problem is it's already like too much of it, you know?
Oh,
I'd slow
god.
Things down maybe. Maybe I'd get like not a chopstick. What's the opposite of a chopstick? A plunger, but a reverse plunger. What doesn't expanding foam.
Dyson.
I'd get the expanding foam out and I'd stop it just so it has more time to...
What do you mean stop it?
Why would you stop it in there? Let it out.
A bit more breakdown, maybe sharpen it a little less, blunt it off with a bit of chemical process.
No, I think you have to just go through
your
it.
Ass is not like a rock tumbler. The longer you leave it, the more eroded
it is,
gets.
It is like a rock tumbler. That's exactly what it's like. It's exactly like
it'll
a rock
smooth
tumbler.
Out. You just got to leave it in longer.
Yeah. I was hoping that for Murph, but
no.
Poor guy just had to do it and learn a lesson there. Well, he didn't learn anything.
Well, thank you for the update on Murph.
So there you go.
He's fine now. He's taking regular shits.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Normal pooing resumes, and he hasn't had to have surgery, so that's good.
Incredible.
Because an endoscopy would probably be annoying.
And expensive.
And you have to, like, they have to be, like, sedated. And, like, yeah, that's probably traumatizing.
You just can't tell them. You can't tell
you
them
can't
this
explain
is for their
them.
Own good that you would put
no.
this needle in them.
That's
and
why, yeah, training is important, but, like, just don't give them a fucking bone. And he just gobbled it down so quickly.
Yeah, Mochi's never had a bone, but she's got a tiny little mouth. So.
Yeah, he's a heavy chewer. Because you know that toy you got, the three-pronged butt?
Has he destroyed it yet?
He had it for 5 minutes before bits started just coming off it.
Oh, really?
And so it was like, oh, for heavy chewers.
It was from B&M.
Still, yeah, lies. But lies on the packaging. Lies on the packaging.
But did he like it until it started?
Yeah, he liked
it.
It smelled like what? Beta was it?
Pigs in blankets, they claimed. It just smelled like generic... pork smells, didn't
yeah.
Weird chemical smell.
He liked it to that point, but then once he started crumbling bits off, I was like, well, that's it then. Otherwise, he's going to get more jammed up with other bits.
Other bits of rubber
bits
or whatever
rubber,
the hell
yeah,
that
which
was.
Probably go easier on him than the bone.
Yeah, they would.
What about the soft toys? That survived?
Yeah, that's still good.
There's something about those squisheroos or whatever
they're
called.
Squish. Marshmallows, yeah.
They like them. They're comforting.
As a child, I once wrestled my brother and accidentally made him swallow a pound coin.
How did that happen?
Well,
he was just... Wait, why was it? Was it in his mouth already?
No. So he was probably about
eat the
yeah, we were joking
piggy
around.
Piggy bank.
Yeah, literally something like you're not that far off. And we were joking around. And a pound coin went in his mouth and he swallowed it. And he must have pooped it out at some point. Like because it was aware. Then I thought like there must be like you're pretty resilient. And like dogs especially, right? They poop out like all sorts of crazy shit. Like obviously don't do this to see what your dog can poop out, but when you see what they poop out dogs, sometimes, you're like, wow.
Yeah, they can eat.
Mochi pooped out a condom before.
Yeah.
Wait, really? Oh, yeah. Did you tell us this?
Mochi pooped out a condom.
Not all the way, though. And Helen had to pull the rest out. It was hanging out her ass.
She had to.
You know, and it's classic when you when you get a stretch on and then the end flick that comes out and slapped her hand.
That is
I don't know how...
Because, like, you wouldn't want...
that happened.
You don't want to touch a condom on the streets anyway. But now that condom's been through a dog.
It's been through the...
So not only is it just, like...
It was filled a little bit, too. Of mochi poop.
So it wasn't a tied-up condom. It was just, like, a loose one tossed to the ground. Was it used?
It was...
There's no way to know if it was used, I guess.
I think she found a packet, tore open the packet. There was shards of, like, packet in there as well.
Oh, right? My God.
Swallowed it whole.
Wait, so she got the packet?
She got the packet as well.
So it was literally already wrapped, do you reckon?
There was like shards in the street.
Oh, someone was just really in a rut.
I think it fell out or something. Someone's pocket.
There's something unsettling about seeing a condom on the floor, isn't there? Like, what was like...
I'm glad it was packaged. Cause, like,
in a way, because it could have been unused. Rather than your dog just swallowing a cummy condom.
Yeah, that would have been worse. But thankfully it was an unused one.
Oh, man. But when you see
unless
one, it does make you wonder, like, someone's either in a rush or, like, they're just, like, obviously, where are you? Like, did someone do it here? Or did they, like, just have it in their pocket and toss it
somewhere?
There's
always also the chance
like,
that someone bought them as a joke. You know, like filling them up with water and stuff and, like, throwing... Like, kids used to buy them.
How often does that happen?
Not very often. But then equally, how often do you see people having sex in cars? It does happen.
I had like, a weird person.
Have you? Yeah.
On the harbour front, there have been some people doing it. It was steamed up windows.
Oh, God. Well, I guess it would be steamy. That's why you got to put the...
But it was shaking. The vehicle was shaking. So they were just doing it. And it's
did
just
you
like,
knock on the window and put, like, turn so on can
you
air run, circulation
can you just
a
wind
bit?
Down the window? Yeah, just wind it down.
Circulate your air.
Yeah, what's the
it'll
problem?
It'll defog.
I couldn't see from the fog. It's too foggy.
Do the Titanic thing.
Yeah, do the Titanic. Yeah. Role play a scene for me. No, that would be just dogging, I suppose. That's just classic run of the mill.
Do you think
dogging.
That'd be like a fitting sequel to Trainspotting?
They just did
dogging,
a sequel,
dog,
didn't they?
Dog watching.
Reservoir dogging.
Dog catching.
Dog catching.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, what, yeah,
Requiem for a dog.
Why is it a dog?
It's all just like really grim. Real grim portrayals of dogging.
Oh, God.
Well, there was that article that we read a while back, wasn't there, about those women that were running the BAP or that burger van, and they were getting annoyed because it was like the woods behind their burger van on this like A road were like a hot spot for like the gay dogging scene, and they were just getting more and more annoyed at how they were just like
they queue up sweating.
Men would be shagging around the back of our van, then they come around and have the audacity to have a burger and all this sort of stuff, and it's just like
I'm famished for all that buggering. Could I please have a burger?
Well, yeah. What if it increased business? Would they complain then?
I think
because they're not actually getting the business, they're just doing the business.
Yeah, they get excited that another person's pulled up. Where are they off to then? Oh, what's he up to? You know, like
they should just be thankful for the flow of traffic buying burgers.
I always look at those places on roadsides when you drive by roadside burger vans and you're
it's
like
just for truckers, right? Truckers.
Is it though? But why aren't truckers just using regular services? Why is it truckers?
They're cheaper, I imagine.
Pretty just quick and easy.
Yeah, they are probably a bit cheaper.
Maybe it's more hassle parking up in one of those big ones when they can just drive right through and
just
then
pull over.
Up.
I don't know the truck culture, but they seem to stop a lot
I'd
of these
love
lay-bys.
To.
Yeah.
And I guess it's like a break because services, I imagine, they're disenfranchised by the pricing of it.
Well, also, you've got to worry about a taco as well, haven't you? You've got to worry about a taco meter. You go over your taco, you get fined.
Nightmare. We've all played Euro Truck Simulator. Yeah. You know what you're talking about. Lol.
But yeah, I guess that's a good point. I don't know. The trucking life does allure me sometimes. You know, there's a chronic shortage of truck drivers in the UK. In fact, most of Europe.
Is that I know where they all are. White Cliffs of Dover. They're still there.
They're all queuing.
They're all queuing.
They're still queuing there.
They see the 15-mile tailbacks and they think, I don't think I'm going to get into tracking. That looks awful.
When are we going to France?
There is something uniquely frustrating about being stuck in a traffic jam, isn't there? Like,
you are stuck. Because obviously you might fantasize about the idea of going off-road and maybe just driving, but that's never going to happen.
I think the problem with traffic, right, is anytime you're ever in a car, your purpose is to get to somewhere for a certain time.
Yeah.
And that's been shafted that's by been this eroded. Traffic. Yeah. You're never going like for a drive. Like, I've got all day. I'll just see where I end up. No one really does that unless you're a Sunday driver.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, most people are trying to get somewhere and therefore it's frustrating because you're not there yet.
You're a podcast listener and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Because wasn't there like a crazy long one? I don't know where it was, but like it lasted several days. It was days long traffic where they're just
insane.
Stuck there and people were just obviously parking up. And they're just like, oh, I'm going to walk the rest.
And they say that like the area started to smell of piss and shit. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
The area started to stink of piss and shit because they had to get out and just use the toilet next, like in the hedge next to their vans. And it's just like, it's not surprising, actually, like you say. But it is kind of just a grim reality, isn't it? That is r/grim reality.
Wasn't it Craig almost shot himself in his car? Was it pissing?
Both. Well, I mean, you're never going to do one and t'other.
And now he's always just like, well, I try and force one every time I get in my car.
That was after like a warehouse shoot, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Then he got stuck in traffic and he had to run into like a...
I don't need it. I don't need the toilet. And then he was panicking. He tells the story better.
Have you ever knocked on someone's door and asked to use their toilet?
No. Though I have run into a bank.
When I was a child, I did. But I think it was one of my friends at school.
Mm-hmm.
Although I wasn't that close with them, but I just knew where they lived. And I was like, oh, shit, I really need to go.
Yeah.
And that's an awkward conversation, isn't it?
What? Just to going into your friend's house and saying,
wow.
Any chance I can use a piss?
It's better than pissing in their garden.
I think you're right. It is awkward.
Well, it's just like, oh, I know where they live, but like, I'd rather knock on everyone's door. And
super
go,
awkward, yeah.
Let's use your toilet.
But worst case scenario, I'd much rather a person come, a friend at least, someone I knew, come and ask me that than like, you know, do something worse. You know,
shit
like,
on the streets.
Like going into a changing room in an X and having a piss.
Sorry, what?
Is that?
That's a bit specific, isn't it? Going into a changing room in a next and having a piss.
Because if you're in a next, you're probably quite close to somewhere accessible toilets. Like you're in a high street.
You're not that far away.
No, I've never done that, I promise.
I have pissed in someone's garden before.
Yeah, of course.
Because you remember Red Stripe Night? That was a rough night.
Yeah.
Red Stripe Night.
I definitely pissed in multiple gardens.
Yeah, well, this is the...
Or did you just all get fucked on Red Stripe?
It's a really long time ago. So I got so drunk. This is when I coated... our friends' cupboards.
I think this is when Trot got
cupboards
like,
with vomit.
Basically, alcohol poisoning.
Oh my god!
I never wanted to feel that way again. And Smith,
you threw up again. In their cupboard?
Took me to bed. I made sure I didn't choke on my own vomit.
This is a chain.
This is years ago. This was like
I know, like, but it's just this is happening
again.
This
is in college years, I think.
You're like his dad.
The Red Stripe Night was like.
I think I'm the last one standing. Come normally, on, I'm son. Like, well, better make sure nobody dies. I'll feel awful if somebody dies.
But he finds the weakest and picks them up.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I've talked about this before, but Red Stripe
Night was up in the cupboard. I didn't hear about this one.
It was just in the local pubs that we used to go to all the time because that's what we did, and they had Red Stripe Night where if you drink a certain amount of drinks, you get like novelty stuff, like you can get a free drink, or you can get a hat, and we all like.
So it was
the
about £2.50 for a pint of Red Stripe.
It was very cheap,
right?
Anyway,
which isn't too bad.
Oh
yeah?
God, yeah,
four pints for a tenner. That's not bad.
That's really much
Red Stripe is quite strong. And like Trot says, I think if you had four pints, you got a free T-shirt, which again was like, it was quite a cool looking T-shirt. It was like just like a beer T-shirt, you know, which at the time when we were like 17.
They're desperately trying to get rid of Red Stripe or something.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. But either
we're overstocked on Red Stripe. It's super cheap and get a T-shirt every four.
This was in one of the sort of a tiny, sleepy little village town in Somerset, which is now the second most desirable place to raise children in the country.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. South Petherton. They had a small pub there that had about 15 people in it and about 10 kids that we knew. And then we would go down there and have these like this Red Stripe thing. And it was a huge event, obviously, because this is a tiny, sleepy little pub where nothing happens.
There's like a thing going on.
And it's like, oh my God, it's like one of those American films we've watched where they have like big drinking competitions and we're all excited. And it's like.
We're playing darts and stuff.
Yeah.
And making it competitive.
But it still is like the Brewers. I think you've been in the Brewers Arms, South Peloton. It's like a. Just a fucking, you know, like regular pub. And anyway, standard 4 pints down, you get a t-shirt, amazing. Like you do, what was it? Probably 10 pints. No, probably 10 pints, I think we did. Maybe 8 pints.
You get like a hat or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Like anyway, we drank a load of Red Stripe. Trot was throwing up you were pissing in a drain. That was when you were pissing in front. On the walk back from this pub, Trot pissed into a open drain in the middle of a road and somebody came out of the house and yelled at him.
I was putting my head in hedges and shit.
What are you doing? You're disgusting.
Just really drunk. And then, yeah, I was like sat in the kitchen. Just like, you know that feeling where you're like, I never want to feel like this ever again. Fuck. My whole world is spinning around and it won't stop. And I was just projectile vomiting all over my friend's kitchen.
That's fine.
Like the top cupboards, the high up ones as well. I hit those.
I've been there. I told you about the time I threw up in that person's drawer.
And just closed it and walked away.
Yeah, I did. No.
Wow.
He threw up in the drawer closed.
It was in Portugal. I was with one of my mates. It was a long time ago. Got shit-faced. Earlier than a lot of people. And then I was like, oh, I'm going to lay down in some of the dude's like bedroom. Yeah. And then I need to throw up. And so I rolled over, opened the drawer.
What, like a in bedside
my
cabinet?
Yeah. In my drunken state. And threw up into the drawer. Because I thought that would be better.
So gross.
I thought that for some reason that would be better than throwing up onto the floor. Anyway, I threw up a load of like, onto a load of like love letters that he'd sent.
Oh
like,
my God.
Back and forth between him and his like long term.
You threw up
like,
onto love letters.
Long distance girlfriend.
That's so bad.
So there was no replacing those things.
Oh my God.
It was just so bad.
I kind of just said, yeah, I'm really sorry. I was too delirious and I couldn't. I was incoherent.
You just slipped that in. It's like.
Too far.
Precious just stuff like, in there.
I think it's probably worth mentioning. It is sometimes confusing, like, where do you puke when you need to puke? But I think. When you're in bed,
inside
9 times out of 10, just puke on the sheets because they can get washed. You know what's harder than wash?
But
the inside
though.
Of a drawer.
Yeah, but the mattress. You got to think about the mattress, and I think it was carpet maybe. So I was like, ooh.
Puke up into the sheets.
There was no thought process.
No,
this is
you
the problem with
that,
when you're
drunk,
shit faced,
blind drunk,
and obviously you know you take it too far. You just throw up everywhere.
I treat it like a challenge. Like when you get really drunk, I'm like. I'm going to be as responsible as I fucking humanly can. You know, even when you're feeling awful, you're like,
I've never had that feeling ever.
You just like,
what do you mean that? As in like
almost neurotic resistance to being incapable, you know, where you're just like, it's like when I tried to control the situation when I did the truffles and I was like timing it all. And like, every so often I would slip into like a hallucinogenic moment. I'd just be like, nope,
I'm
focus.
Done.
I'm all right. And then like 30 seconds later, terrible way to do it, by the way. Absolutely the worst way to do it, but
you're meant to just let go, right, with these sorts of things.
Well, just with drinking nowadays, I just nail all the requirements.
It's one of those things as long as you
like,
know that you took them,
yeah,
because otherwise then that's panic mode.
Very confusing.
Like, wait, what did I take? Did I take these mushrooms? I'm not sure. I don't remember taking them.
And then reality gets really weird and you start to worry that reality is going to stay this way forever.
I must have taken them. But yeah.
I'll have one more. Just in case I didn't have one.
Yeah. No, if you're feeling it and you didn't know, then that's the worst part. But yeah.
I'm more like.
Talk about timing bits, maybe.
When an event is happening and I know there's a social element to it and drinking, I know I want to get to a certain state. And I think drunk trot takes over after drink one.
Yeah, but yeah, that happens a lot, isn't it? People don't know where to stop.
But yeah, drunk trot is like. I am not feeling any of this. This is really frustrating. I'm not getting into like the buzz mode. So I start drinking way more in like a very short space of time. And before you know it, I'm pissing in a drain.
This is interesting. I think you just said that as what said something I was about to say too. Like some people, and there are lots of people like this, and they're not necessarily alcoholics and not necessarily any particular problem, but some people do not seem to have a stop or an off switch when it comes to booze, right? As in, like, they'll just keep drinking until they're, like, basically falling over. For me, I have a pretty strong, like, stop switch where, like, I'll get pretty drunk, but I'll be like,
I
physically don't want to drink more past a certain
point.
With
time, you realize when your point is, where it's like, well, I know that if I have another one, that's fucked. And also, like, you need to gauge how much longer you're going to stay out versus if I'm just having a pint right now just before I go home, what was the point in that last pint?
Yeah.
So, but then, obviously, you could go past that logical point.
Yeah.
And then you just keep drinking. You're like, oh, fuck it, another one. Or like, yeah. Like,
but for me, it becomes like painful almost to get so that drunk. Well, where I'm just like, I'm really uncomfortable by this. Dizzy drunk's the worst.
Like spinning room, that is like, I've not been there for since awful. Union, I think, but like, that was fucked. Nah, it's just like.
Yeah. And also, I don't want to diminish my like, my capabilities either. You know, like, I know obviously you slur more, you get more loud, you talk more, those are all fine, but when you get to the point where like you're not making sense to people, for me I'm like, I never want to be like that, like, because when you just become like the person that's repeating themselves over and over, and it's just like, for me, I'm very conscious of that, and I'd be like, I need to fucking remove myself from this situation.
I think everyone's on different levels at that time. I went to my brother's wedding, and it was like, I got pretty shit faced, like to the point where I couldn't really fully remember what was going on the next day. I was like, what happened?
It was a wedding,
and it was just that was, I don't know. There was like Polaroids of me having a really good time, but like I don't fully remember.
Really,
and it's just like fuck. It's like, that's kind of crazy.
What's that?
Like
Severance. Blackout drunk.
Severance. I've never lost memory from drinking.
Normally I don't. There's been a couple of times recent memory that I have where like I just didn't remember what the fuck. I just got too drunk, but like I was. Is it one of those movies where you wanted to get too drunk almost?
Yeah.
Then the next day you're like, oh fuck, that was bad.
Yeah.
I should have done that.
I matched the energy.
Then you have that
move.
Beer fear. I'm like, what did I do last night?
Yeah, I have that. And then
there's like, oh, you don't know. And it's like, oh God. It's like, oh fuck.
Hey all, I'm Dr. Alo Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
What the fuck did I fucking do? Who did I kill? No.
Well, Trot woke up next to Mark once when he was expecting to wake up in his own bed.
In LA, yeah.
that would have been so very fucking scary. Surreal.
What did we do, Mark?
I didn't understand where it was. It took me a good 10 minutes to like get out of a state of like total delusion. And it was like, it was the classic thing where it's like, oh, I see his. This person's back. It must be.
So just to give people, let's just give people the setup. Who is quite funny?
Who's this person?
It is quite funny.
So fucking weird.
Confusion. Oh my god.
So like, I've told this story before, but I'll give you a very quick setup.
It's in the vlogs.
It's in the vlogs. When we went to LA quite a few years ago, it was following RV?
Oh yeah, you did.
Oh, was it?
No, you started in Seattle, and then we took an RV.
Yeah.
I went out earlier
to do D&D.
To do a D&D thing, and you guys met me out there.
Yeah.
And I saw you the first night when I was at this party, D&D party.
You saw Aerosmith.
So wait, it wasn't to do with the RV then. We'd just
flown out.
Yeah.
Before
you saw Aerosmith just before.
Yeah. That's I'm going to skip that bit. But basically,
if people are looking for it in the footage,
it's just
Trot was leaning over a bin, throwing up into it.
Yeah.
And the weird crowd around him. You talked about Steve Tyler.
Yeah. So this is the night. So this is the night before Chris Trott woke up in bed next to Mark Heaps. So
I was in a Star Wars canteen.
It was the rafting trip.
There was a thing. It was a rafting trip. Yeah. That was the one, right? So Trott and Ross and everybody else had gone ahead to this D&D party held at a Star Wars bar in LA.
It ended up in a Star Wars bar.
Ended up in a Star Wars bar.
It was quite a nice bar, though. As in, like, it was cool. Theme-wise.
Yeah.
I remember
very little of that
bar. Yeah, they nailed it.
I was a bit tired, so I stayed back at base for, like, 2 hours. And so I was like, I messaged about 10:30. I was like, all right, guys, I'm going to come down now. I come down. Blah. Yeah, there's a bizarre trip in a taxi with a guy. I see Steve Tyler, and I get to there, I walk up to the bar, and there's a guy leaning over a bin, and I'm like, oh my god, it's been 2 hours and Chris Trott is already throwing up into a bin on Hollywood, and I haven't even had a pint. I'd literally gone in, grabbed a pint, come back outside, and there was this guy puking into a bin, and I'm like, that's Chris Trott, and I literally, I'm stone cold sober, I walk over sipping my first ale, and I'm like, fucking hell, that was
nice, done.
That was quick. And I'm like talking to these guys, and we're like just chatting normally.
I remember filming it on our
phones.
You, and you were looking extremely sober.
Yeah.
Like just like, I don't really want to be amongst these people that sober.
I was happy to come down for a couple of pints. It was nice, whatever. But then I get there, Trot's hammered, and I'm like, I really don't think we can take him all the way up. So our Airbnb was the top of this windy-ass Hollywood Hills roads, and it's like a good half-hour Uber. Their hotel, the rest of the D&D guys, was literally a two-minute walk down the road and across the road.
Yeah.
And we were like, Trot's not going to make it back in this state in a taxi. Can you one of you house him? Do you have like a futon or something?
So funny, because I was literally there while they were having this conversation about what to do with me.
And they're like, I'm definitely not going back in an Uber with
him,
guys.
I don't want him.
Yeah, and I'm like, I haven't even been here. You had responsibility. You deal with it. And so basically Trot ends up staying down there. And then me and Ross and Craig and Rhiannon go back up to the Airbnb. And then there's a scene where we're like, we better get Trot some clothes for tomorrow for when he wakes up, because all he's got is his puke-covered rags. And so that's when we found out that Trot had bought 7 pairs of shorts and 3 T-shirts with him.
It's not true.
Which he later explained was also partly because you were planning to buy some stuff there, weren't you, as well?
No, you just didn't see the other shirts I had.
We didn't see the other shirts he had. Anyway,
but we were quite high.
Yeah, me and Ross got a little bit blazed when we got back, and we were very giggly. And so this whole idea that Trot had only bought 7 pairs of shorts and 3 T-shirts was hilarious to us and to Rhiannon, who kind of made the whole situation funnier because she kept on laughing about it. And then Chris Trot wakes up the next morning.
No
memory of what's happened.
I remember the Star Wars cantina throwing up in a bin, and then I woke up in like a hotel. I was looking out the window and I was like, that is a really tall building for Hollywood Hills. And then I was like, this isn't my bed. I don't recognize these surroundings at all. And then I look over and I'm like, oh, that's probably Smith or Ross. Why am I sharing a bed with them? That's weird. And then he did like the very slow turnaround. I'm like, who are you? What the fuck, the reveal. Mark? Where am I? What the fuck is going on?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Then I was still kind of drunk at that point as well, because it was very early in the morning when I woke up. And then I managed to get myself together and get an Uber back up to Hollywood Hills, just like feeling like shit. And then that's when you saw me using that new toothbrush.
Yes, that was it.
Just brushing my teeth.
Back in the vlog, there you go.
Yeah.
So that's, what a crazy little event that was for you.
Yeah.
Do you remember what you drank, though? I guess not.
There was a lot of mixing of drinks. I started
cocktails.
Off,
wasn't it a free bar?
It was a free bar.
There's always the problem with a free bar, isn't it? That's a worry of a free bar. Or like, oh, we put money around the bar. It's like, oh, what's the most alcoholic thing we can
It annoys
for?
Me when people are like that.
Oh, really shouldn't. Just get what you would normally get.
But there are some people... Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I think that's the understanding is normally you get... I mean, definitely
but
get a bit
sometimes you get
crunk.
Carried away.
Definitely get a bit crunk.
And then you're like, well, fuck it.
Yeah, just a bit.
But yeah.
It was one of those events where it's like there's a load of people that don't really know each other. Everyone's in their own little like D&D cliques, but they're all part of like the LA D&D as well. So it's like just me and Mark, and we were just trying to like mosey in with people
Mingle.
That we vaguely know. So I was just like getting whatever drink that was like there was an outside bar at the time and it was just beers there. And then we ended up moving inside, and then this one had like, oh, G&Ts. So I was like mixing beer and G&Ts and stuff. And, and their servings are obviously much bigger than what I'm used to. So it was a lot of gin, I think.
Yeah.
You're trying to stop the No, sorry, a Chris Trot size portion, please. Like a baby Chino.
Yeah. And obviously they panicked me because it was like they were doing last orders. I'm like, I'll get another one in just before
I
go.
The last orders is always gets, Oh, I must get another one.
And then, cut to me really not wanting a pizza, just wanting to sit down and waking up next to Mark Humes.
What a way.
There we go.
That's my memory of the night.
Well, I'm sure there'll probably be one like it in Vegas. Places to do it. Vegas
if I get
is
excited,
the place.
I will, like, if the mood around me requires more drinking, I will meet that requirement. Yeah. If it's like everyone's like not feeling it, I won't feel it either.
Duncan and Rams are going.
I might die. I might actually die.
That's all I need to say. It's just if you want to get on their level, it's going to take a few beers.
Fuck. They are well trained.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the thing. I think, if you're not used to drinking much,
not at all.
That's the problem. Like, you're going to just end up overdoing it very quickly.
I'm a lightweight and I drink to excess at these events when I get too excited. I want the night to, I want that feeling to last for as long as possible. And then Drunk Trot's like, this feeling's great. Let's just
we're cutting you off in 2 hours, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
But then you lose it.
Early night.
Yeah.
It's tricky.
I'm just trying to get back up.
Managing that flow.
Yeah. It depends when you start drinking. When I went to Bulgaria for someone's stag do, We started drinking at like 11 in the morning.
So you're tired by 3 p.m.
And so I was like, fuck you guys, I'm getting a latte.
Yeah.
Because I'm drinking at this time is kind of just shit.
Caffeine's very sober.
And so I just had a beer after that. But like, yeah, not like straight after, because that's a weird mix.
Fucking get that.
Pour the latte in the beer. Weird.
Double fisting a milky drink.
Yeah.
But and like, a lager.
But yeah. But then it was a case of some of them just literally, yeah, getting way too drunk really early. And so I was just like, well, by the evening, I was a good level.
Yeah. You kept the buzz going.
And I didn't feel fucking really shit later.
I want to be at the level of drunk that the guy that I met at the bus stop this morning was. Fuck me, he was pretty buzzy. I just didn't want to sit next to him, but I kind of had to. He was just there, like, with a can.
Oh, really?
And he was just, like, eyeing me up.
Like,
ready to break conversation.
Oh, yeah.
And I just sat down, AirPods in. And he was like, nice beard. You got a nice beard like the guy next to you. And the other guy was clear, like, I've already had this. And he's just started singing a football chant.
Oh.
And he was like, you like football? What's your favorite team? And I'm like, I'm not into sports, mate. Sorry. Not really into sports. And he was like, way.
Oh, wow. Really? That's kind of helpful.
And he was just, I thought he's going to have to get the same bus as me. That's what he's waiting for. Nah, just sat there on the bus.
Oh, you're chilling there. Okay.
Bus stop, just drinking. It's like, of all the places to sit down and drink, like, go to a nice park or something.
Mm.
You see, the guys with the crack pipes, they don't speak to you. They're too busy huffing on that crack pipe.
Yeah. Greedily.
Greedily. Give me some.
No, mine's mine.
I want some.
My precious.
It looks like a very nice little pipe you've got there.
I watched an interview with a guy who calls himself a functioning heroin addict last night.
Well, there are. Seymour Hoffman.
But.
Philip Seymour Hoffman was a regular heroin user.
Right, okay. But was it intravenous or smoking it?
I'll give him a call. Oh, no, he's dead.
So he's not functioning anymore, is he?
He's not functioning anymore, but like, that's the thing. Like, I think he hit it well, apparently.
Yeah.
Supposedly.
You can, I think.
So, like, yeah. I'm sure people can.
Yeah.
But what was this guy's like?
It was a really good channel called, well, I say really good channel. It seems like a really good channel. I've only watched a couple of videos. Soft White Underbelly. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
I think it's apparently quite popular.
Okay.
Was that where they test drugs out?
No.
There's another guy who does like testing of like different drugs, and he's got like a drug sitter. And he like kind of like talks through it and stuff.
Sounds quite interesting.
Okay.
But not really like hard drugs, more like,
well, this is the thing, drugs. This guy smokes heroin, so he like he like evaporates it off of foil and inhales
Christ.
It
okay.
And he's just like, yeah, I really love it, it makes me a better version of me, basically. Love and it. Like, wow. It was meant to be like an interview with like an atypical heroin user. I'm not trying to push, I think doing heroin is a terrible idea. I've never touched it because
so
I'm just thinking about
insanely addictive. But like,
what boxes to tick when I do this upload?
Yeah. Well, it's just an interesting, it's an interesting interview.
Which drugs do you mention? Okay, well, intravenous heroin use.
But yeah, have a look at Soft White Underbelly sometime. That's my little recommendation for an interest. It's a lot of interviews with people from different walks of life, basically.
Oh, right, okay.
And just quite interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting when they do the ones where they have, like, drug sitters and they're testing out. Because obviously, like, at school, you only hear, like, the horror stories. Like, you're going to die if you have an E. You're going to have too much water and blow up. It's like, what the fuck?
It certainly makes you scared of them, doesn't it?
Well, that's the point. It's like, yeah, they're injecting fear into you, which is a strange tactic, because it's better to educate.
And then heroin's all right.
Well, not necessarily that, but obviously, like, it's extremely addictive and, like, it would ruin your life, etc. And,
I think it's because it takes such a nuanced approach and there isn't enough time. So it's easier just to shotgun it with, like, don't do it. Because of how much nuance
you're
advertising
to the kids. But, like, I think if you approach it on a different level, then maybe with more education, people can be a bit more sensible about their choices rather than accidentally doing an overdose because they did it in a peer pressured situation. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas they were like, oh, actually, no, if I did this in a calm situation or whatever, with someone, depending on what it is, of course, and with like-minded people, it might not be as damaging or dangerous. And not you should do that, but I don't know, there's education out there. And yeah. Seeing someone actually try it is more interesting than hearing, oh, you could die every, like, there's 10 deaths every 60 minutes on this stuff. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Really? That's a random stat I pulled out.
Oh, okay.
That's not a real
stat.
That's not a real stat.
Right.
That's a hyperbole.
That's a ChatGPT stat right there.
That's hyperbole right there. But yes.
All right,
I'm
so
try
not
heroin.
Not heroin then.
No.
We won't be trying heroin.
Yeah, okay.
We won't be trying that one.
Or
I'll stick to excessive alcohol binging then.
Yeah, just the alcohol binge.
But, I mean, it's kind of crazy, really, because alcohol's
probably one of the
equally damaging to people's lives as well.
It's damaging to like other people, alcohol, because it makes people aggressive and
puts pressure on the NHS.
Yeah, the general long-term health impact. But then equally, like, it is also a stress reliever. Yeah, there is something to be said.
It's a depressant, isn't it? Because it's a beta blocker.
But I mean, it's also like, it is, you know, there's it's complicated because people going to a pub and meeting with people is arguably good for mental health, which is arguably good for physical health. Yeah, so it's about moderation as it comes down to. Yeah. It's, a good what?
A good bar brawl is a good workout. So that's one of your gym.
Yeah, that's true.
It's, you go to the pub for all your needs.
Cause chairs heavy.
Go on, bloody hell.
Clock it. And put it through that guy's back. Jesus Christ. God, this is solid oak. This is some quality furniture you've got in here for these
bar
brawls.
Thanks
for
the pine this week, mate.
Have you ever witnessed a bar brawl?
I've
witnessed a bar brawl.
I've seen people like get punched.
Yeah. Tussled.
Yeah, in Chicago Jesus. Rock in Yeovil. Yeah.
I think I've seen one before in Swindon. Shock.
Yeah.
Whereas we've been accosted somebody,
there was
by
blood.
People.
Probably the same
he punched
people.
Punched his face, blood on the floor. It was kind of crazy. And then the barman came out and started like pulling everyone out of there. And
we saw that scuffle in London. Remember that?
We did. Oh God, that was
Where?
Was, outside, when we, I think we just had lobster. No, was it the same place?
Yes,
no,
it
we
was
the Chinese restaurant. Or something.
It was after the razor thing.
I can't remember what it was, but we went for food.
And there was a big queue outside, and there was like two guys going at each other with their partners trying to hold them back.
One of the girls was like thrown to the floor. It was fucking rough. It's like
it was pretty rough.
Fucking yeah.
Well, you guys didn't step in.
I did. Yeah.
Well, I think it was happening on the other side.
It was well easy. Because
I've got a black belt.
But I think it was the bouncer that was doing it.
What? There was B.
Yeah.
He was the one throwing hands.
He got Larry. Yeah.
And it's just like wow.
Get off of him! Get off! It's just terrible, isn't it? When physical violence is resorted to.
But they're all drunk. Again,
this reminds me of that I saw it on Reddit yesterday, that UFC fighter that just got hit in the back of the head and then had a stroke, and then he's completely disabled now.
That's grim.
In a chair, but it's just like it's just one hit like that, and like these physical altercations.
I mean, he's a UFC fighter, so he's opted.
Yeah,
to
but they've got
go
padded
into
gloves on.
Well, I know, but it's just like...
Well, that was boxing, It was boxing.
It's one of those things where it's hard to like sympathize with someone who's putting themselves in direct fire of something.
You're not really
aiming. Not that it's terrible.
You're not aiming to
You're not supposed to
disable the person.
You're not supposed to hit the back of someone's head in boxing.
It was just an unfortunate punch.
But it's like one of those things where you've put yourself in one of the most extreme kind of violent sports. And that's a huge risk of it is getting fucking...
Is that why MMA, damaged? Like they say it's technically, well, not safer, but bare-knuckle brawling...
Who knows? It's about the gloves. Yeah,
it's about the gloves.
But I mean, ultimately,
it's
chance.
It hurts
isn't it?
Your hand.
Yeah,
to punch too hard. But I don't know.
They say the gloves, the boxing gloves, can deliver a more dangerous punch than a glove without a boxing glove. So, but you know, equally, like you say, it's just chance. The amount you get hit in the head enough times, no matter whether they're gloved or not, it's going to do some damage. Like.
Do you throw hands?
Just like living in the middle of a city and getting all the fucking pollution we breathe in every more. And
if you had to throw hands, do you think you could?
In what sense? In what context?
I think
I think everyone could in the right
hands
context.
On a woman.
Jesus Christ.
And you're going to defend her honour.
I mean, like,
throw hands.
It depends if it's like a physical thing.
What are you going to do? Pussy. Not his eyeing you up. So but,
that's why
he's
been any
he's 6'7".
He's 6'7".
So
and
now
I'm
you're
like,
6'5". It's already intimidating. It's an intimidating situation. Looking at Smith and going, "Well, maybe."
But he's on a tiny BMX.
He's on a tiny BMX. Okay,
that means he can get away so easy.
Yeah,
I don't want to be that guy chasing a
guy
on a BMX.
Yeah, you're
gonna
be chasing that situation.
That's just embarrassing because I know I'm not a runner.
I just hate those altercations. To be honest,
well,
like
yeah,
I never had any good zingers to like respond back to. Like, what are you gonna fucking do, mate? What are you going to do? Punch me? Fuck off then.
It's because you weren't raised a little fucking dirtbag.
Yeah,
that's why.
Guard,
I'm trying to think of zingers and I just don't have any zingers.
That's the biggest injustice is when you get like the Mark Corrigan effect of like where you're a person that's tried to live and be polite and just like, you know, not step on anyone's toes your entire life. And then you encounter people
boredom,
who've had a completely different experience to you and they're much more conflict experienced. And the horrible thing is you have to deal with that and they're really experienced in doing so and you're not. And so you're just like, well, you feel like an idiot half the time when you diffuse something or you walk away from something. But really, it's just you're lucky you don't have to exist in their fucking world, ultimately, is how you need to think about
it's
it.
It's just when they collide.
Kind of weigh up how much you have to lose.
Yeah,
well.
Exactly.
It's like, it's not worth it.
Exactly.
Shit,
you have everything
someone,
and they have nothing. Like,
is that really pepped up guy? Do you remember in Yeovil? that was like,
there are many
just harassing us, just really wanting to fight, like pushed our friend against the wall and shit, and then a guy came out of Burger King.
I wasn't there for that one.
Oh, you weren't there for that?
No.
And then another guy got involved. Says, I've just broken up my wife and I don't want to see this. And then he started fighting the guy. And then that got him more angry. So he was just like walking us through this forest, is like taking swings at us and stuff. And I was ducking out of the way like a fucking badass.
Yeah.
Just doing, you know, Matrix dodges and stuff.
Yeah.
And then it just broke into a full on sprint to Tesco's.
Yeah.
Just to be like, I just want to get somewhere where he stops.
You flew.
Yeah, he was like, we'll just out sprint him because he doesn't look like he could sprint.
Mm.
And then he could fucking sprint.
Did you stretch?
I didn't stretch.
You didn't have the time to stretch my hair.
I didn't stretch.
He was probably having like a mental health crisis as well.
Yeah.
See, the ultimate, the best thing to happen here would be you'd find some police that were wandering around on the beat and then they would deal with it.
It was in the graveyard of that church.
Yeah, like, I know. But you would have thought there would at least be some police wandering around. But
it was so dead.
Yeah, Yeovil was pretty dead.
But yeah, we sprinted to Tesco's. And I think I got a Kit Kat peanut butter chunky.
Oh, but that's a pretty traumatic thing to happen to like young people, just getting chased around by some fucking junkie for half an hour.
And like his two mates, they were on BMXs, by the way.
Right, okay.
They
were trying to stop their mate because like he was clearly like, it's like, this is too much now.
Yeah.
But he was adamant that he wanted to fight all of us.
Jesus.
And he swung at me.
Yeah, I know. It's grim,
multiple
man.
Multiple times.
Doesn't sound very fun.
I had a great time, actually.
Well,
and that's really made me want to go out and look for fights.
It's one of those things.
Don't
know how to fight back.
Just for there kicks.
Some kids who stole my house keys from the nearby estate, and they just bullied me for a bit.
Sweet.
And I couldn't get it back. I was
it's
just
so
like,
annoying.
I was like, I need those house keys.
Yeah.
And I was like, in year five. Or
they
whatever.
Just got you.
Just like,
by the balls.
There's nothing I can do. Yeah, it's just like,
they're just there to
there's several of them.
Belittle you.
I was like, come on. Just want my house keys.
I want my house keys.
Please give me my house keys back, mister.
You're so like,
I
you just feel
home.
So.
I know where you live. Oh.
Got your key.
It's like, what the fuck? What are you going to do? Let yourself in.
I hate that.
What are you going to come in? You're going to be in my bed tonight.
You're coming in to meet me.
Well, what? I'm you now. Your mum's really nice.
Replaced me. He's like, there at the window. He's replaced me entirely. My family haven't noticed.
I hate it because it's like. They don't deserve to have one up on you, but they do.
Well,
and you're
stole
like,
my fucking
got,
house
I know, but it's like, I hate that they gained that
back,
advantage
actually.
Over you, that it's not fair.
Yeah, but there's been dicks, and it's the thing. People are bored, and they do dumb things.
Just don't think about other people.
And they end up, well, I think they just got distracted by smashing up a phone box. So
fuck
they
that phone
like,
box.
Oh, let's do this instead. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I just don't want to go home.
It was horrible. So yeah, weird.
Holy shit! Well, you've Straight. Really yeah. gone into it today,
we did go
and we've hit the 45-minute mark,
and yes,
and beyond. Yeah. So thank you so much for listening to our mad ramblings today.
Yeah.
If you have any thoughts about HatChat in general, like have any like jumping off points,
interesting
or
stories as well, new stories. We wanted to mention we didn't do anything today, but yeah, for the next one we can do.
Send it all to our email, HatChat@hat-films.com. Make sure you put in the subject. News or funny news or interesting news or fingal, if you've got a fingal like Sop does.
He's not saying nudes.
Fingal, like jingle, but fan fingal.
That's fingal. Not what the confusion was. It was news. Funny nudes. Nudes.
Oh,
he's
sorry.
Not giving us funny nudes. Don't give us those. We don't need this.
Mm-hmm. I want serious nudes, not
serious
funny
nudes. Serious
nudes,
funny news.
Well, you put some effort. But yeah, send that to our email. That'd be much appreciated, like Sop did. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And thank you so much to all our supporters out there that keep things like this sustained. Our patrons, for example, our YouTube members
yeah,
and
cheers,
our
guys.
Twitch ones. You can all link to our Discord by pairing your account with Discord and you get access to all the subscriber-only channels and stuff where we do announcements and show off all the members' videos and things like that. So thank you very much. We'll see you all next week.
Yes.
Have a great week. And goodbye.
Thanks for listening.
Stay sober.
Stay sober.
Bye, bye, bye.